The U.S. federal government is dysfunctional, has been for years, but never more so as the partial government shutdown entered its second week. World War II vets stopped from entering a World War II memorial. Out in South Dakota, some knucklehead placed orange cones to prevent anyone from accessing a parking area near Mount Rushmore. Petty, vile decisions by bureaucrats in the nation's capital and elsewhere. But no disgraceful act can approach a Defense Department decision to withhold death benefits from the families of U.S. military killed in Afghanistan once that shutdown began. Furloughed workers recalled. Congress and their aides being paid. Service Academy football games played. And First Lady Michelle Obama's website up and running. But families of the fallen denied benefits. After much public outcry, Congress and the president finally restored those benefits intended to help families bury a son or daughter who had sacrificed all in the service of our nation. But America deserves better than this, a nation led by those who place partisan political victories above care for the families of the fallen has lost its way, its sacred honor, and its integrity. This is Dan Ray, Seeking Sanity. Political and otherwise, every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.